From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW football team won their fourth game in a row as they beat William Fleming on Friday night, 27-16.
Covington hands it off again to Lepscomb off the left side, hurdles over a man and spins into the end zone for the touchdown. Stanford Lipscomb runs it in from 8 yards out, and the Eagles retake the lead with 3:34 to play, 19-16 here on the road at William Fleming.
Stanford Lipscomb led the way for the Eagles as he rushed for 97 yards and 2 touchdowns. GW is now 4-1 and will start district play on Friday when they host Bassett. In college football action, UVA won another game in overtime as they won at Louisville 30-27. The Hoos defense scored 2 touchdowns in the win, while Jamari Taylor scored the game-winning touchdown on a 2-yard run in overtime. UVA is now 5-1 on the season and 3-0 in the ACC. Virginia Tech fell to Wake Forest on Saturday 30-23. The Walsh drops the Hokies to 2-4 overall and 1-1 in the ACC. In the NFL, the Washington Commanders beat the Los Angeles Chargers 27-10 to improve to 3-2 on the season. Ja'Cory Kronsky-Merritt rushed for 111 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. The Carolina Panthers rallied from a 17-0 deficit to beat the Miami Dolphins 27-24. Rico Dowdle rushed for 206 yards and a touchdown in the win for the Panthers. In NASCAR, Shane Van Gisbergen took the checkered flag in the road course race at Charlotte yesterday. Kyle Larson, Chris Bell, Chris Buescher, and Michael McDowell finished 2-5. Ryan Preece, Daniel Suarez, Chase Elliott, AJ Allmendinger, and Tyler Reddick finished 6-10. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.